Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati.
Well, what we are covering today on Make It Make Sense, as far as I'm concerned, it's a breaking news story for me. Clueless. Mm-hmm. And I don't live under a brick. But this story made me realize that I most probably live under a brick. So today on the show, we unpack the recent reports about traces of ARVs found in our water. Should we be concerned, or has the department got it under Angus's mineral? Which water? From the tap.
What happened, Ayanda?
Bottled water.
Yeah, well, so the report suggested, an emphasis on suggested, that the water was within our catchment areas. But there had been responses from the department suggesting that these traces are not at the point where essentially the water ultimately lands up in your taps.
Right.
So not all the dams, for example, feed water into the taps, and not all parts of the stream of a river will ultimately end up in your taps. So what we're hoping to do today is try to get to the bottom of where these traces are, and more importantly, whether or not these levels are at acceptable levels. Because, you know, there's all manner of things in the water, frankly. That's just the truth. The same way that the air we breathe is not only made up of oxygen.
Are we talking ARVs as in AIDS?
Yes, antiretrovirals.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, there's... And, you know, the other thing, by the way, and this is why I'm being cautious, even if that were to be the case, I don't know if that poses any health risk necessarily. I mean that genuinely, I don't know.
Yeah, right? It's like, because, I mean, if you...
The assumption is, you know, people thinking that... Yeah, something would happen to you.
We need someone that has...
So there's a few legs to it.
Because for me, it sounds like, you know, people always talk about, you know, during winter, you take vitamin C to prevent the flu.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So...
This is not prep.
No. Indeed. All right. So let's bring in our guest, as always, who hopefully will be a whole lot more articulate than I am. Professor Suraini Horn is with the South African Medical Research Council. Prof, it's lovely to have you on the program. Welcome to Drive 959.
Thank you so much for having me. I just want to correct that I'm from the Northwest University. At the South African Medical Research Council previously, but I'm currently affiliated with the Northwest University.
Got you. All right. I might have gotten my wires crossed. It's great to have you nonetheless, Prof. We really appreciate it, especially because so much, as I'm sure you have seen, has been said about the work that has been done by some of your colleagues. Help us place what has been found and where?
So in our specific study, we focus on antiretroviral drugs, and mostly within the Gauteng and the Northwest provinces. And especially our study focused on the Hennops River, the Klip River, so mostly from the Johannesburg area up until Hartbeespoort Dam. Although I must say, even if our study focused on the ARVs, I must just clarify that there are also other pharmaceuticals in the water as well. We did not conduct those studies, but others in South Africa have found other compounds. So,
okay. I know the department has in some ways responded to essentially suggest that those traces are not within the catchment areas, and I stand to be corrected. That might not be the right technical term. But help us once again just clarify where these residues of these ARVs were found.
So the highest concentrations were found in river water, especially downstream of wastewater treatment plants, in some cases upstream of wastewater treatment plants, and then in dams as well. So those were the main sampling areas, although limited drinking water samples as well.
Okay. Should we be worried about the levels of these residues?
So at the moment, there is no immediate risk for people because these levels are very low, but there are more research needed, especially since I've already mentioned there are other compounds as well. So you have your antibiotics in there, you have anti-pain medication and paracetamol, for example. So all these together, also of concern because they can have mixture effects, although there is still more research needed to establish these specific effects.
Professor Horn, somebody might ask, where are all these things coming from? Dumping, why are they landing in our rivers? Why are they landing in our dam? And why has nothing been done? Because if you are not the only university that's conducted studies and others have conducted studies, I would imagine that there would be some movement now to try and curb this thing and get it out and get it out.
Yes, so it comes from when people use the medicine, it goes into your sewage system. And because wastewater treatment plants are not designed to remove any of these chemicals, any of these pharmaceuticals, not only ARVs, these are then, to the river. And in some cases, people do improperly dispose of their medication. If it's expired or they have not used it, it goes into your normal waste. And if waste removal is insufficient, this also ends up in the water sources from heavy rain, for example, from dumps or that kind of waste. Improper waste treatment is also a source of all of these types of chemicals and how it ends up in the water. There has been feedback from the Department of Water and Sanitation to say that they will be looking to upgrade systems in the future. I think it was part of the budget speech as well, that this department would have more funding available to look at upgrade plants so that these chemicals are filtered out of the water.
Mm. Prof, what made you look? Were you suspicious that might be amiss? Were you just curious?
So we are ecotoxicologists and we look at different types of chemicals that end up in the environment. And medication is just becoming so... people are using so much medication for anything, and for pain medication and antidepressants, for example. So as part of that, we investigated ARVs, thinking about the increase in medication that people use overall.
Again, you know, we're told that these are relatively low levels. I think, in fact, even the statement from the department is that they, you know, below the acceptable levels, patients, that is. But I wonder if there are, you know, concerns about long-term tests if, you know, nothing changes ultimately.
So we won't know. More research is needed for that. I think one could suggest that the environment, your ecosystem, they might be worst off, like your fish and your aquatic environment. But for humans, and since that is clean and it's much lower in the tap water, there's more research needed, so we can't say at this stage. But hopefully there will be movement in cleaning the water. We don't have to worry about long-term effects.
All right, Professor Suresani Horn, thanks very much indeed for speaking to us. We really do appreciate the time. Hopefully, you know, we'll get a whole lot more information going forward once that research is done. Professor Horn is with the Northwest University.
It actually makes you think, hey? Like things that we take for granted, like when someone just goes out and litter.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you know, like, you just look at them and just walk away.
Yeah.
Not knowing what's going to happen.
I remember my dad was diabetic,
yeah.
So he was extra cautious of how he throws away his injections.
Yeah,
because I think it's all of that. Rinaldi kanga in the
100%, yeah.
Some, it's an actual running stream next to Skangaseo. So all those things land in there. But what scares me even more is that dikanga have got rats, y'all.
Mm.
And rats that eat all sorts of things. If rats are falling into the... like, my head is all over the place now.
True. If you think about water and general,
my word.
On how we use it, on how we see it as a kuma drain in Makasi, and now knowing what there are traces of our ARVs. Mm.
And other medications.
Amongst other medications.
Medications in the water that you drink. It was last week, Nekhumuts, when you tried to use the tap water here at Kaya House.
And it was brown.
It was brown.
Oh.
Mm. Here at Kaya House, the water was brown.
Brown.
The tap water. That's why we have...
our dispensers.
Hey, man, so what I'm going to say is like...
Exactly. And this is... all part of it. Our water is dirty. The way we rallied and everybody was, willing to put up solar panels, and banking institutions were backing people, ensuring that they have solar panels at an affordable rate. I'm not sure if they can't do it for water filters, home usage water filters, because this is scary.
Share your voice note now.
063-688-0959. So these content of ARVs found in the water and the river somewhere, could it not, or is it not? I'm just thinking, ukuthi mhlambe someone is doing something illegal, obviously, and they're trying to dispose of a medication. They've received medication for whatever wrong reason, and now they are literally flushing it down river streams. Because which government in their right minds would literally put a medication like that, emanzini? Never mind the risk of liver function. You know, as you take a medication for a prolonged period, it has an impact on your liver, you know? So I'm just thinking somebody is doing something wrong somewhere, illegal, and they're disposing of these treatments.
I think without our bells all going off, we are all overthinking it. So far, and Ayanda, please correct me if I'm wrong, so far, there has not been a real trace when we drink.
Yes,
however,
it's downstream.
So it's our feeders to the tap, not necessarily the tap water itself, right? At the dam, at the river, before it's cleaned, before it gets to us, yes?
It's the other way. So it's actually the water coming out of the wastewater treatment plants. So it's after it comes out of your house, basically. So it's, that's why they're saying it's downstream. So you can imagine it, for example, water coming from the dam into your home, into the wastewater treatment plant, and then going downstream. It's the downstream part. That's why she's saying those medications can come from anywhere, from the rain, from people disposing of their
littering
medication,
and whatever.
Littering, etc., etc.
I know we're pressed with time now, but downstream, like, I'm going to explain.
We are a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
Over to you, sir.
No, off air.
No, you know, on your Make It Make Sense, guys, now I've been on buying water for the past 4 months, if I'm not mistaken, because of that. That is no longer clean from COG. Like, the taps you open, water looks a bit brownish. So we're now using that water for bathing, washing, and all those things. But for drinking, we buy bottled water, we refill bottled water. Like, water is no longer safe in South Africa.
Actually, rainwater, I remember, used to be the highest rated water or something like that in the world. I wonder what happened. I don't think people should be going towards the route of installing filters or be encouraged to do so, because then there's people that will be excluded because they cannot afford. Does it mean that those people should drink dirty water from the municipalities? We should just rally behind this thing of keeping our cities clean and not littering everywhere, and also holding rent water and the water treatment people accountable.
Hi, sekusilungeleke thina ke sesophuza utshwala. Nasemsebenzini ngobatshela ukuthi I'm thirsty, but I can't drink water. The only available thing a liquid is alcohol. Orange farm.
And also people who live next to the rivers. You know, you find them washing their clothes.
When was the last time you had tap water?
This morning?
Yeah, I had it this morning. But now, usually, so because of this now, moving forward, when it's raining, I'm just going to stand outside, open my mouth.
And drink enough.
Yeah.
You know
that it's polluted, right? Because of air pollution.
You need to shut up.
Because of air pollution, our rain is not clean.
I haven't had tap water in maybe 2 years.
You filter your water. Or you are not drinking water.
I buy water.
I filter water.
Yep. I think I should filter it. I think I should buy Lende filter, because I think it's going to be cheaper than buying. Ne?
It will be, I think. I don't know. I once inquired, and back then when I inquired to fit an entire system, I think in your kitchen, was about 3,000 rand. To fit like an entire system. And that was back when. But now I don't know if you're filtering just your kitchen. Will you filter the basin in the bathroom as well? Because that's where you brush your teeth. You know what I mean? So And would you then start like a grey water method for what? Like, it just like I said, my mind is on overdrive. But I do think that, guys, don't be like us. Don't panic, okay? We are maybe hypochondriacs. Don't be like us. I do think that the lady who spoke about Joburg water at one time having the blue drop status, the highest blue drop status or whatever they called it at that time, I wonder, Linda, what happened to that rent water, rather, because that gave us such confidence.
Corruption.
It's corruption, and I think also not maintaining the infrastructure of water.
You know, because the pipes...
Maintenance is important, guys.
Maintenance
right?
can happen if the money is there. But imali imaliya chonjo. So the imaliya liyo. So we can't maintain the pipes with the millions that we're supposed to. Because since that imali na chinting impompi one val 108,000.
I mean, the pollution in Hammarskraal didn't just come out of the blue, where people died. There is a reason
people
for that.
People are dying every day because of Hammans
and
Molil.
And Obana Wagam Hammans Kral, it's, I think, one of our worst affected areas when it comes to water. They've been toying, I don't know for how many years. Their water is dirty. Then government goes there, tests it, bari, laule brown so mara, habulai.
Boil the water.
Habulai, bari, boil up the water. With what electricity?
With what electricity?
Number one, good point.
With what electricity when you boil this water?
Picture this. In Australia, water is privatized. People are buying water from certain individuals. Farmers are complaining about water. It's so expensive. And then from there, you've got certain individuals that are making millions, millions each and every year out of water. So even here in South Africa, it's coming. Bit by bit, if we're not careful, then the poppers will dance.
Joburg is one of the cities that has the best, cleanest water in the whole world. We are number 3 in the city of Johannesburg, and the tap water that we supply has a blue drop status, which means it is rigorously tested in the lab, and it is 100% safe to drink and human consumption.
Make it make sense with Ayanda Nyati.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.